So can you tell me what we just heard and where we're standing and what's going on here?
This is our summer camp program that we have here. The students have been studying about Mexico all week, and they do an opening routine every day where they learn basic Spanish skills, and that was the good morning song. They learn about the different culture of the region that they study every week. All the artwork on the walls you can see were done by our students, and they were done as part of our summer camp program.
Do I understand correctly that the school is here all year, but this is kind of a special time during the summer? What's the difference between the school year and the summer for you?
So we have a preschool program that runs year-round. We start having students as young as 6 weeks of age, and we run up to VPK. And those students learn Spanish, French, and Chinese on a daily basis. Our summer camp program is for students who have graduated from VPK or are up to 12 years old and have gone on to elementary school and are visitors to our school or have graduates of our program.
Can we walk down the hall and see and hear more things? And along the way, can you tell me, what does research say about an immersion experience for children learning language versus, say, an adult who attends a weekly class?
The immersion technique is the most beneficial way to learn languages. Actually, research study that shows that children can learn up to 6 or 7 languages at the same time.
And what's the difference between these various classrooms that we're looking at now compared to the one where we started?
This is one of our preschool classrooms, and so they're learning about their letters and sounds in Spanish right now. This is part of our daily curriculum, so they do language arts, reading, science, social studies, and geography every day.
Certainly our region has a lot of English, Spanish, and now Portuguese, too, with the Brazilian population. I see that you offer French and other languages, too, right? Why is it also important to learn those?
It's just the power of the bilingual brain. And when you can imagine, when you step into a classroom and your first teacher is speaking to you for 2 hours in Spanish, and then your French teacher comes in for an hour, and then your Chinese teacher comes in for an hour, the amount of brain energy and synapses that are going and developing for those students. It's not that we're saying the bilingual brain is smarter, but it's definitely more flexible.
So here we are in the last classroom as we listen to the alphabet, and parents maybe are listening to this broadcast. Why might they want to put their children in this room?
Well, these children are young twos, and to think that these children already know their alphabet in Spanish and English and French is just amazing. And what a wonderful opportunity to be able to provide your children this gift that they will be able to have for a lifetime.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.